This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got Kayla on the board. We got Katie on the 2020s. Anthony's in the producer booth. Meredith is out here live on site at the Fairview Park Tavern. How you doing, buddy? Happy Browns game day.
Happy Browns game day to you. Game day conditions, by the way, driven by Classic Chevy of Menor, Jeremy Hamilton, the entire wonderful team over there.
It's like you've done this before.
I think I can do them all off the top of my head. At least the ones in my hour.
I'll be honest.
We can try that out.
I might just have to kick my feet up and let you just do those for the rest of the day. I mean, any way I can responsibility on this one. I'm like Kevin Stefanski handing the play calling off to Ken Dorsey.
No, but you
get this away from me.
You're in the beautiful spot when you drive the pregame. You're in the beautiful spot because then you actually just dish off all the actual hard work to everyone else. That's what I do every Sunday. I'm like, all right, so tell us about those game day conditions, person sitting next to me.
You're like my laziness Sherpa. You're going to lead me up that mountain one way or another here. Obviously, the Cavs did go to 16-1 last night. That was a fun win, kind of a carefree win over the Pelicans. They now have, I think it's three games in the next 10 days to rest up a little bit and take a little steam off the Cavaliers' engine. But today is about Browns and Steelers in a game that it sure seems like if I take the temperature of town on the Cleveland Browns and Browns fans in general, if I take the temperature based off what I've heard, the feelings going into this range from anger to apathy, and then there is a nice little hopeful crowd as well, given the Steelers kind of bugaboo on Thursday Night Football playing AFC North teams.
Yeah, Nick, I just get angry. That's where I'm at right now.
Now, is that different than anything else?
No, anger seems to be that's the fastball that we own.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I just think about what this game could have been. That's all I've thought about all day long, is what this game could have been, where we should be. We're supposed to be laughing at the Steelers right now. They're projected to finish last in the AFC North. Everyone should be wondering whether or not Tomlin should be being fired at the end of this season, which now it seems like he's going to win Coach of the Year. This shouldn't be the case. We should be talking about what a pivotal game this is to not only showcase what this team is on the national stage, but to also then push towards the postseason, and instead we're sitting here and talking about a 2-8 football team.
I mean, it still is a pivotal game, just not in the way you want it. We'll get to that in a minute, but there is a lot at stake for both teams here, even with the Cleveland Browns. But I think the sad thing is, I don't want to say that I'm apathy, because I'm excited for this game, and I think you can sell a fight that they can keep it competitive.
Okay.
And like, if you can keep it competitive, then by the end of the game, you should have a chance to win.
The Tyson Paul fight where it's competitive in the sense that, you know, Jake Paul kind of let it be competitive?
Like the Steelers are gonna tap Mike Tyson on the shoulder and tell him to ease it up?
Well, so
or is there, or, sorry, they're the Steelers. They're Mike Tyson.
Basically.
Sorry, I got it.
You know, every AFC North Steelers game, it feels like, is always close. Is that why?
You know, by the way, not always. I heard a few people be like, well, it's a rivalry game, and you throw records out the window. I'm like, no, there have been some times.
Steelers don't really blow out teams, though. I mean, you're right. There are obviously instances. There's instances of every score imaginable if you want to really, like, boil it down.
I was probably just thinking of the times where the Browns would go into these kind of games previously. Well, I mean, you know, 6 years ago, and just everybody would be like, hey, throw out the numbers, and then we'd throw out the numbers.
It's my favorite football cliche.
And
when
numbers,
these two teams meet, we throw out the record books.
And here's the thing. The record books would then look even worse than numbers.
But the Steelers this year just don't blow out teams. Every game they play is tight. Every game is close because they have a great defense and they don't score a bunch.
So you're saying There's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance for a tight game is what I'm saying. Like, if you made me guess what ends up happening, it's the Steelers winning, but it's a tight game. And if they – if maybe they'll just go pedal to the metal, but when have we seen the Steelers offense really just go gangbusters this year?
That's fair. And also, Russ is coming off an exceptionally bad game.
He's not going to be able to throw the moon balls that he's become accustomed to in this game.
People are putting extra stock into that. I think what's wild about – so let me ask you. Because you feel angry about what this game should be.
Yeah.
It should be two teams jockeying for the playoffs, maybe for the AFC North crown. Like, that's what, you know, this was a playoff year.
We should be stomping their face in the dirt, ending the Mike Tomlin era in Pittsburgh, and that should be the exclamation point. Instead, we're talking about the opposite.
Okay, does that mean if they lose tonight, depending on how they lose, does that mean that the anger will only multiply?
No, okay. I'm peak anger already.
Okay, because honestly, where I am, I'm to the point where, and I mean this in a good way, all right? Clearly, I'm in therapy. The Browns can't hurt me this year, all right? They can't.
Because they already hurt you so much that there's no more they can hurt you?
Because, like, listen, the worst case scenario for some people out there is they win. Guys, if they beat the Steelers, I don't give a damn about records. I don't give a damn about the draft. A win over the Steelers is always a win over the Steelers, especially when the Steelers are good. Because here's the thing. When the Steelers spent 20 years kicking your tuchus, the reality was Steelers fans just kind of sat out the rivalry because they didn't want to punch down. Well, now the fact that Steelers fans are going after Miles and they're going after the Browns despite the fact they're 2-8, it means they've recognized and registered the Browns as a threat because of the last 4 years.
No,
I'll take that.
I think what's happening is the Steelers are getting a lot of flack because their quality wins, quote-unquote, actually quality wins. Best win they have before last week was the Commanders win, and it's just been back-to-back weeks. And I think they're trying to prop up the Browns so it can be perceived as, and it'll never be perceived as a good win, but perceived as a better win than just beating a team that they should roll over.
Oh, maybe that's what the Steelers are doing. Maybe that's what Mike Tomlin. I think Yinzers are legitimately irritated.
Did you see what Pony tweeted out yesterday?
Yeah.
Pony tweeted out yesterday, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, tweeted out about the idea that this isn't a bad loss if you lose to the Browns. It's a short week. Weather's involved. Tomlin stinks on short weeks. All these things. Like, they're trying to make it seem like it's a quality good win
for
themselves.
I think it's because they know Tomlin's been so bad on Thursday Night Football.
Which, by the way, we can completely wipe away with the idea that Russell Wilson is 9-4 on Thursday Night Football, right?
No. I'm putting it on Mike Tomlin because it feels better that way, and it feels like they might have a chance.
Like, everyone just ignoring that part of the equation.
But I think, to what you're saying, I think they're doing it so that if they lose, it's not the biggest letdown in the world. Like, I think this is all in reaction
to
Baltimore
win. They're Jeff Phelps Celtics calving themselves.
Well, yes, exactly. Except in this case, they're the Celtics, and we're like the Brooklyn Nets. Like, that's where we are this year specifically. Yeah. Oh, hey. They got two wins.
Sorry, I always go to the Hornets.
So do the Browns. But no, and I don't mean it like I don't care. I do care what's happening, and I would like to see a win tonight. I would, because any win over the Steelers is a good win, no matter what it means in the big picture of things. But mostly, I'm apathetic because I don't expect them to win. That's why I mean, like, you can't hurt me because, quite frankly, nobody expects you to win. That's actually a fun position to be in.
No, it's not.
It's so much better position to be in
stinks.
Than having expectations that consistently aren't met, which has been the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah, give me the expectations. Give me something to care about because this team it's done that for the rest of the year. I got nothing.
You do care. You're angry about what this game
isn't. I'm angry about what it isn't. I think by the time the game gets going, by tomorrow, that'll be in my rearview mirror. I think it will be.
So on the other side of this is apathy. So is this like anger's last stand?
No. That's a great way to put that. I think we have lived with so much apathy for the previous couple weeks. I mean, I was the guy telling you on Sunday that I was just watching and going through the motions is all that was. I was just counting down the moments until the fourth quarter hit and they'd blow that game against the Saints. Like, I hit apathy. But this game, this was supposed to be the turning point when we talked about the schedule game for months on end. This was the game where you're like, all right, AFC North, they made it tough. You're going to start, you got the Hard Knock stuff coming around the corner, and we're going to start to see where they measure up. And we didn't even get to play the stretch of games, and we know where they measure up.
But remember, this Browns team has told you for a while, we only care about the AFC games. So there's a hypothetical chance here that they might get up for this, because when they lost to the Saints, well, it's not enough.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
An AFC game. Ah, when we lost to the Commanders and Eagles.
When they told us that AFC games count as two?
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, this is a rivalry game.
That's great.
It's got to count as four, right? Because it's an AFC. Well,
can you petition that to the front office?
So, actually, it's
the NFL front office?
So, it's an AFC game. That's two wins.
Okay.
We're going to do Steiner math here.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's an AFC North game. That's another two wins.
It's like how
and it's a rivalry game, a historic rivalry game. That's six wins. This one counts for six wins tonight, basically, is what the Browns locker room have told us.
Yeah, I listened to Pony to see what he was saying yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was doing some of that with TJ Watt's sack numbers.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, well, no, but that counts as two sacks because that was an important spot. And that counts as three. It doesn't work that way, guys. Yeah.
Way. No, not with sacks, but with wins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's totally different, this kind of Steiner math.
Let's see if they'll make this one count for four.
But I think a lot of Browns fans are rallying around the Mike Tomlin 0-7 on Thursday Night Football.
Is it negated with the Russell Wilson stat that I put out there, or is that not negated?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because in fairness, Russell's never been in this context before. So he's had success out of this context in this situation. He hasn't had it in it.
He's been dominant on Thursday night games for whatever reason.
We'll see. Because he's a weirdo. He makes no sense. But the reason why it makes sense that they would struggle in AFC North matchups is they play such a physical, uncompromising brand of football that doing that on Sunday, especially in a matchup against the Ravens, and then turning it around on Thursday.
You need time to heal.
Yeah, you really do. I think Thursday Night Football does favor finesse teams, which is kind of what I think of Kevin's, which I think is what a lot of people think of Kevin's teams, quite frankly.
Yeah. Stefanski he's got a challenge in front of him tonight, Nick. But I love that my guys in the desert really do believe this Browns team can do it.
It's either that or they're baiting the hook for somebody, and it might be you and me. Nick and Jonathan here live from the Fairview Park Tavern on Lorraine Road. We're here through the show. Come on out and see us. We got quick hits coming up at 2:40. Darryl Ryder at 3:40. Pete Futek at 4. Doran Dickerson, the Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh at 4:20. Andrew Whitworth, Football on Prime, coming up at 5 o'clock as well. Former Bengal, former Rams, Super Bowl champion, now on Thursday Night Football on Prime. Very excited to have our full guest here. But as we get started on today's show, 216-474-0092, at Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're just kind of doing, I don't want to say it's a vibe check because vibes have not been great around here.
Yeah.
But as we kind of launch into the show, there's been a lot of talk about maybe this being an opportunity for the Browns to win this game. What about the Browns has given you confidence they can pull it off tonight? It's okay if you don't have confidence. But we're going to launch into that and the Nick Chubb revenge game next on 92.3 The Fan.